India celebrates freedom at 74. Prime Minister addresses the country from Red Fort, pushes from Make in India to Make for the World, adds that COVID cannot stop India's progress. Prime Minister says from LAC to LOC, Jawans gave it back to those who dared raise an eye at the nation. Delimitation process is underway in Jammu and Kashmir. Once it is completed, an election will be held. J&K to have its own chief minister and minister, says the Prime Minister. Prime Minister also announced a national digital health mission, calls for a revolutionary step, every Indian to have an health ID card. India has a total of over 25 lakh COVID cases, 996 lives lost to COVID in just the past 24 hours. With that, for the 11th day, India has topped the world in new COVID cases. Putting duty before self, the heroic COVID warriors in Assam honoured this Independence Day. I have more Indians than she has. That's what US President Donald Trump's latest attack on the Democrat VP candidate Kamala Harris is. And as PM calls for Atmanirbhar Bharat, NDTV looks at all the apps that are making India proud globally. 74th Independence Day, Prime Minister Modi addressed the nation from the Red Fort and touched upon a wide range of topics, from Kashmir to Ram Mandir, coronavirus pandemic to the Indian Army, all with the underlining theme of Atmanirbhar Bharat. Here are some of the highlights from the Prime Minister's 19-minute speech.
हम जानते हैं, जब मैं आत्मनिर्भर की बात करता हूं, हम में से जो भी 25-30 साल की उम्र से ऊपर होंगे उन सबने अपने परिवार में अपने माता पिता या अपने बुजुर्गों से सुना होगा कि भाई बेटे बेटी अब 20 साल 21 साल के हो गए हो अब अपने पैरों पर खड़े हो जाओ 20-21 साल में भी परिवार संतानों से अपने पैरों पर खड़े होने की अपेक्षा करता है हम तो आजादी के 75 वर्ष के एक कदम दूर है तब हमारे लिए भी भारत जैसे देश को अपने पैरों पर खड़ा होना अनिवार्य है आत्मनिर्भर बनना अनिवार्य है आज से एक बहुत बड़ा अभियान शुरू होने जा रहा है और उसमें टेक्नोलॉजी का भी बहुत बड़ा रोल रहेगा आज से नेशनल डिजिटल हेल्थ मिशन नेशनल डिजिटल हेल्थ मिशन उसका भी आरंभ किया जा रहा है भारत के हेल्थ सेक्टर में ये एक नई क्रांति ले आएगा इलाज में आने वाली परेशानियां कम करने के लिए टेक्नोलॉजी का बहुत सुविचारित रूप से उपयोग होगा
On to Assam now, where the COVID warriors were facilitated today. These are the warriors who've been working in the ICU centers, the ICUs of COVID as well. Many of them got the deadly coronavirus, but guess what? They're back on duty. Celebrated singer SP Balasubramaniam is on life support at a private hospital in Chennai, where he's being treated for COVID-19. His condition is said to be stable. Meanwhile, the music composer Iliraja released an emotional video message praying for his friend's health. It is well known that the ace singer and the music maestro share a very close bond going back to several decades. Even as a singer fights the COVID-19 battle, he received wishes and prayers of fans and colleagues all over the world.